哦，感谢主啊！感谢主，今天我们再次来到主的面前，欢喜快乐。
Once again, we gather together in the presence of our Lord, and we give thanks and gratitude to our Lord.
有一件事情呢，就是说来到教会很重要的是什么
？So one of the very important thing when you come to a church, what is it?
可能过去好多人有不同的印象啊。有的人觉得到教会了非常严肃。
You may have different impressions of coming to a church. Like sometimes you might think it's a very serious thing to come to a church.
那这是好多人的印象。
That's what most people think about going to a church.
我在2009年的时候写一些书呢，我让一个人给我做个封面。他是一个穆斯林，一个中国人，但是天津人，是穆斯林。他给我设计一个封面呢，他就那个耶稣做的非常严肃。
So back in 2019, I wrote a book and then I asked. 2009. Okay, back in 2009, I wrote a book. So I asked one of the Muslims. Sorry, he's a Muslim to make a cover, a book cover for me. And the Jesus that he made for the book cover was a very serious looking.Type of Jesus.
我找他不并不是因为他是穆斯林，我找他因为他的价格很便宜。
I found this guy not because he's a Muslim, but because he was quite, you know, cheap.
No. His charge is really
good price. Okay. Yeah, he had a very good price, good deal for
printing and things, designing.
Okay.
我说 no. This is not what I want.这不是我要的。
对，我就跟他说这不是我要的呀。
所以最后他给我设计一个封面，大海的波浪、
okay.
冲进那个岸边，太阳照过来。
So later on, he remade his design as a, like a, on a beach with waves, you know, that like the waves were hitting on the rocks.
我那本书叫做这个《上帝的科学》。
So the book, the name of my book is called The
Science
of God.
好多人中间有看过。
Yeah, so some of you might have read it.
那所以一些部分人呢，就是一看到上帝就觉得非常的严肃。
So, some of us when we think about God, we think is like He's a very serious God.
但是圣经上怎么讲呢？我们作为神的儿女，如果来到神的面前，我们一个什么样的态度呢
？But what does the Bible say as children of God when we come to His presence? Like, what do you think He is to us?
今天我要特别的讲到这一点。
So I want to emphasize on this today.
就是喜乐。叫做欢喜快乐。
So this is the joy, you know, to come to him with joyful heart.
妈咪，你让好好干净吧，我的东西去拿来。就是欢喜快乐。
So we come before him with joy.
欢喜是 joy 是里面的，欢喜是里面的。
So joy comes from inside.
那英文翻译做呢 joy。
So this is what the English translation said, joy.
这个快乐呢是外面的。
So happy, like happiness, it comes from the outside.
那英文翻译做 celebration, feast.
Oh, feast, okay. 那英文里的翻译 sorry, the English says celebration, the feasting.
所以我们就是从里面到外面都要很快乐。
So inside and outside, we have to be joyful, like happy.
那大家翻开路加福音十五章，大家翻开路加福音十五章。
If you turn to Luke chapter 15,
今天呢，我们会讲一些大家都熟悉的一些耶稣讲的比喻。
So we will go over some of the verses that we are, you know, we have read before.
那虽然是很熟悉的比喻呢，我觉得神给我一些亮光。我要从一个比较新的一个角度来给大家讲。
Even though those parables are, you know, you guys may be very familiar with these parables, but I want to talk about these parables in a different perspective.
那你知道神的话语呢？耶稣讲的每一句话，圣经里面每一句话，大家知道他不是随便讲。
You know, like every sentence that is written in the Bible is not, you know, out of like a random thing.
所以他在永恒里面看到这甚至两千年以后的事情呢，在说他讲话的时候，是向着过去的人，向着将来的人都在讲话。所以他是这样一个讲法。 所以他讲的话有时候我们不太明白，但是以后人就慢慢明白。
So because he's speaking from like eternity, like he's speaking to the past, he's also speaking to the future. So that's why sometimes you may not understand what he's trying to say because he's speaking to eternity.
所以突你在读圣经的时候，过一段时间你发现，哇，突然又有新的亮光。
So that's why when you read the Bible, like all of a sudden you will see like new insights, like new lights in the Bible.
因为你的生命到那个阶段呢。神这时候这个他跟你讲的话呢，你就可以明白了。
Because when you hit a certain phase in your life, and when God speaks, you will be able to understand.
那今天我们呢，先读一段这个圣经，嗯，这就读完。
So we're gonna read this chapter.
Okay, 我来读中文，那个安娜读英文。众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。
Now the tax collectors.And the sinners were all gathered around to hear him.
法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。
But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them."
耶稣就用比喻说。
Then Jesus told them this parable.
你们中间谁有一百只羊，失去一只，不把那九十九只撇在旷野，去找那失去的羊，直到找着呢？
Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them.Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep?
找着了就欢欢喜喜地扛在肩上回到家里。
And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulder.
就请朋友邻舍来对他们说，我失去的羊已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。
And goes home, then he calls his friends and neighbors together and said, Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep.
我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，叫为交比为九十九个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。
I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent.
或是一个富人有十块钱，若失落一块，岂不点上灯，打扫屋子，细细的找，直到找着吗？
Suppose a woman has a 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it?
找着了就请朋友，就请朋友邻舍来对他们说，我失落的那块钱已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。
And when she finds it, she calls her friend and neighbors together and says, Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin.
我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样被他欢喜。
In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子。
Jesus continued, there was a man who has two sons.
小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。
The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them.
过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去，在那里任意放荡，浪费资产。
Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered all his wealth in wild living.
既耗尽了一切所有的。由于这那地方大造饥荒，就穷苦起来。
After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country, and he began to be in need.
于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪。
So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to the field to feed pigs.
他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。
He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything.
他醒悟过来，就说：“我父亲有多少的故宫，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗
？”When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare, and here I am starving to death."
我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说：“父亲，我得罪了你，天又得罪了你。
”I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you."
从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。
I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.
于是起来，往他父亲那里去，先离很远。他父亲看见就动了慈心， 跑去抱着他的金像，两两与他亲嘴。
So he got up and went to his father, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him.
儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后不配称为你的儿子。
The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上。
But the father said to his servant, Quick, bring the best robe and put on him. Put the ring on his finger and sandal on his feet.
把那肥牛都牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。
Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate.
因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。
For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate.
那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音。
Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing.
便叫过一个仆人来问是什么事。
So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on.
仆人说，你兄弟来了，你父亲因为他因为得他误灾误病的回来，把肥牛都宰了。
Your brother has come, he replied, and your father has killed the fattened cow because he has him back safe and sound.
大儿子却生气，不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。
The older brother became angry and refused to go in, so his father went out to plead it with him.
他父亲说，我服侍你这么多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。
But he answered his father, Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders, yet you never gave me even a young goat so that I could celebrate with my friends.
等你这个儿子和娼妓通进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。
But when this son of yours who has squandered your property with prostitutes comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him.
父亲对他说，儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。
My son, the father said, You are always with me and everything I have is yours.
只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
You see, those days, 那个时候呢，人要为儿子高兴的是要宰最肥的牛犊。我们现在呢，也要宰最瘦的。时候变了。
So you know, back in the days, you know, when you celebrate, you kill the fattest, you know, the cow. But now we want to be lean, you know, and skinny. We need to slaughter the fittest.
所以读圣经的时候呢，要明白它的时代的一个背景也很重要。
So when you read the Bible, you need to understand the background, you know, of the.
那这里呢，就是说，在传统上来讲呢，这三个比喻啊，都是在讲呢，怎么样带领神多么的多大的爱，带领人要悔改，得到永生，罪得赦免。
So all of these three parables were talking about, you know, how God is pleased when, you know.When a person returned back to him, you know, going back to eternity with him.
就是这是一件多么快乐的事情。
So how joyful this can be.
而且神多么爱每一个人，他要放下九十九只去寻找一只。
And how much he loves us, he's rather, you know, leave the 99 behind to find the lost one.
找到以后扛在肩上，翻山越岭回来，就跟朋友们欢喜快乐。
So once the sheep is found, he carries it on his shoulder and going on the mountain and valley to go, you know, to carry the sheep back home.
那十个铜钱里面丢掉一个。
So one coin that is lost among the ten.
那他要点灯，花很多钱，点灯以后要找着那一个。
So he has to light a lamp, you know, like spend something, you know, in order to find this lamp.
以前我们那个讽刺中国有些地方的人太节省，就是说丢了一块钱，他要用十块钱去买那个灯油啊，去找那一块钱。
So, this is a parable. I mean, sorry, a saying in Chinese that you know, if you lost one coin, you run and then you spend another 10 more, you know.
We ridicule some people from some places. They are very stingy.
foolish and stingy. So you if you lost one coin, you spend like $10 more in order to find that coin that you have lost.
有点像那个，是不是？
Guys like that, right?
他不是因为他傻，而是他太爱人。
傻。
Not because he's foolish, but because he loves us.
Okay. 那儿子呢？这个儿子，小儿子，那个，你看，封了家业，出去晃荡，把什么都花掉，干了很多坏事。回来以后呢，这父亲什么也不捡，哎呦，就亲啊，啃啊。然后以后呢，就跑到床上，鞋带上，戒指戴上，啊，宰肥牛。
Just like the younger son who has squandered all the wealth of his father, and yet when he comes back, the father didn't say anything. Instead, he gave him the best robe, the ring, and then the calf, you know, to celebrate with him.
如果是个中国人的父亲的话，我们中国文化先站在那个门外站三天。
if this father is a Chinese father, like, you know,Probably the son has to be, you know, disciplined for 3 days, right?
before coming.
Yeah, before coming back home.
进来了也不能，还是亲嘴，不亲嘴，哪有什么亲嘴，眼睛都不睁看。
Yeah, needless to say, there won't be any kisses, you know, from our Chinese dad, you know. Probably just, you know, we probably won't even look at our son.
你该受惩罚。
Yeah, you have to be disciplined.
但是这个地方这个父亲是怎么样的
？So what about this dad, this father?
那这个比喻呢，在讲这个父亲有代表我们的神。
So this father represents our father, our God.
大家也非常清楚，这个里面的父亲呢代表神，因为耶稣讲这个比喻，就讲的是神怎么样去找回迷失的人。
So you have to know this father represents our God. So all three parables are talking about how.God tries to find the lost one.
所以这个父亲呢，感谢主，他不太像我们中国人的父亲。
So thankfully, this father is not like our Chinese dads.
其实他也很像，他更好，比我们中国人的父亲更好。
He's much better than the Chinese dads, right?
这个牧羊人呢，他也是一个，你看到就是他非常的这个爱心，对吧
？And also the shepherds, you know how much he loves the sheep.
大家在读这些比喻的时候呢，你要特别注意到，仔细的去体会呢。第一个，这个比喻呢，它是非常平常的一种话，它没有很深刻、很深奥的东西在里面。
So when you read all these parables, you have to understand these are very simple, you know, words. Like it's not something very deep for you to, you know, meditate.
它非常简单，非常直白。
It's very simple, very straightforward.
而且呢，这个父亲这些人他是非常有感情的。
And the father is full of love.
你知道我们现代人啊，好多时候没有情感的表达。
You know, sometimes nowadays we are lack of, you know, this emotional communication.
但是这个父亲是非常有情感的。
However, this father is full of emotions.
所以你看到这些话呢是非常简单直白而且就是很自然的。
You see these words are very simple, very straightforward, natural.
他讲的东西我们人都能明白当时的人都能明白什么样好的一个牧羊人什么样中东的一个父亲以色列的父亲就是这样都能明白。
And these are very simple stories and everyone is able to understand like a simple, like good shepherd, a niceIs like father.
那我呢？今天从另一个角度讲，就是不仅仅是罪人得救啊，很重要。
So I am going to talk about a different perspective to the story, not just you know a sinner gets saved.
今天我们看看这三个比喻的重点呢，是这个父亲。
So all these three parables, the emphasis is on the father.
是这个神
，the God。
那另外呢，这里讲到四种人。
And also there are four different type of people that are mentioned in here.
今天就像我们世界上的四种人。
Just like the four type of people that are among us.
那第一种人呢，就是这个迷失的这个羊，他在99个里面他就走丢了。
So one of these people are the lost sheep. So they are the lost one among the 99.
那他怎么会走丢呢？
How did he got lost?
你知道羊它最主要的靠它的听觉跟牧人的一个互动，在它能够听得见牧人的声音。
You know, sheep relies on hearing, you know, the voice of the shepherd, you know, the relationship with the shepherd.
羊走丢呢，因为它那个前面的草呢太好吃了，一直吃一直吃，一直走一直走，最后就走丢了，听不见牧人的，不，听不见了，太好吃了。
So the reason why the sheep is lost is because the grass, the pasture is too good in front of him. So he keep on eating the grass, keep on eating, and then he went sideways.
那这个代表今天的人是怎么样呢？今天的人非常的忙于吃饭，忙于糊口。
So what does it say? That what does it mean? It means that nowadays people are very busy with themselves about, you know, looking for food, you know, looking for pleasures in their lives.
却忘记了回家。
However, they forgot to go home.
却忘记了我们今天我们跟父神最重要的关系是我们的生命归宿是什么呀？最重要的东西忘记了。
And we forgot what is the most important thing of our life, that is to return home with God.
我们好多人啊，真的现在越来越忙，越来越忙。
We're getting ourselves busier and busier.
好多人加拿大现在都需要大量分工。上份工，年轻人买不起房子，要打更多工。
Even in Canada, we might need two jobs, three jobs in order to survive. The young people are not able to afford a housing. They need to work a lot more.
你知道，就讲到这个忙啊，就是中国人的这个文字非常的新鲜。那个忙就是心忙了。
Okay, you know this character busy in Chinese. So this part, the left part is heart, and then the other side it says.Death. So when you're busy, your heart is dying.
所以就是人就忘记了我们心里面最重要的东西。
So we forgot what is the most important thing.
而且还有另外一个字呢，是忘记的忘。
And also another character, forgetting, forget. So this word, forget.
那下面是心，上面是忘。
And it's very interesting. The top it says death, and then the bottom says dying. So when your heart is heart, so.Death of the heart is forgetting.
所以呢，也就人就 forget.
So people forget.
忘记了。
They forgot.
忘记了你挣钱的目的是什么
？They forgot what is the reason for you to, you know, trying to make money.
忘记了你人生的目的是什么
？You forgot the purpose of your life.
这就是第一种。
So that is the first type of people.
但是呢，神还是爱。
But God still loves all of us.
当他走得很远很远的时候，现在很多人离神越来越远，因为现在这个世界越来越忙，越来越忙。
So, when the sheep is getting further and further away from the sheep's, and just like nowadays, people are getting further and further away from God because they're getting busier. But God never forgets us.
神非常爱我们，他要急切的要去寻找他。
God loves us so much, He wants to find us.
那个 Blanton Biggs 他在一线里面看到将来在这个大灾难的时候，他看到很多人太忙了。其实这种计算机 AI 的发展，将来课上受益，好多人没有时间去关心这些事情的发展，因为他就在一线里面看到人都在这样低着头看手机，这样弄东西，很少有人抬着头祷告，都是低着头。
Okay, Brandon saw in the vision is that, you know, people are getting so busy in the end times with all the AIs and all the, the mark of the beast. In his vision, he saw people were so busy looking down at their films instead of looking up, you know, to pray to God.
所以最后就被控制了，控制了他们也不知道。就像这个叫做清水煮温水煮青蛙，煮完了以后温度越来越升高，他死了都不知道。
So they, even though they were under some kind of control, people do not realize that. It's just like, you know, the lukewarm water, you can boil a frog to death. The frog will not know it because the temperature rises so gradually, and they won't even notice until they die in the hot water.
但是呢，神的心还是要去急切地去寻找。
But God's heart is, you know, to, you know, come and find us, to seek for us.
所以今天我们就说基督徒都有一个使命。我们为我们周围的邻舍、我们的家人祷告，这世界上好多的人都在一个困苦迷失里面，我们要来祷告，让他们来认识这位创造我们的主，大 大能的神。
So as a Christian, we have this mission. You know, we need to be, you know, pray and, you know, pray for our neighbors, our family, friends, you know, so that they will also come to know Jesus, you know, to receive the salvation.
那这是第一种人，就是这里迷失的这个羊代表的。
So this is the first type of people we just talked about, the lost ones.
他们因为太忙。
Because they are too busy.
忙于糊口。
Too busy to make a living.
那第二种人呢，就是这个。一个失掉的一个铜钱所代表。
And the second type of people are the coin the woman have lost.
你看神的这个聚光灯呢，它先从一百很远的地方百分之一聚光到十分之一，最后聚光到二分之一，就是就在眼前。
So just look at the focus of our God. First of all, is one out of hundred, and then slowly it become at one out of ten.And then eventually you will become the half, the one out of the two.
那所以这聚光灯打得越来越近。
So as the focus line, you know, comes like narrower.
那第二个比喻讲的呢，是一个铜钱被丢失。
So the second parable is about the coin that the woman has lost.
那铜钱代表，铜钱它有没有生命呢？
So does the coin have a life?
它知道自己有价值没有呢？
Does the coin knows that he has value?
那其实就是说它是一个失去了直觉。没生命了，已经没有生命了。
So it represents someone that you know actually lost all his senses. He doesn't know his value anymore. A person who doesn't know his value.
现在代表现在很多人呢，他自己他不知道自己的定位是什么，他的生命的价值是他活着意义是什么，或者说已经失去知觉了。
So it represents a group of people that they have lost its purpose, lost their life, the purpose of their life.And to the point, maybe even lost the senses of his life. You know.
这是好多人现在你就发现，好多年轻人被游戏捆绑，还不知道他觉着这个虚拟的世界和真实的世界他都分不开。
So, for example, young people they may be more captivated in spending time in the virtual world. They might not able to distinguish with reality and the virtual world anymore.
有的人被毒品捆绑，有的人好多的东西来捆绑，或者被别人来压制一个。政治的体制或者一个宗教的体制压制他们根本不能做自己他自己不知道自己是谁
or people may be under oppression of drugs or maybe some political type of oppressions or religious oppression they don't even know who they are anymore
就是心灵被空锁了
so their hearts are being you know, captivated
他不知道自己的价值
They do not know their value.
但是呢，神知道他的价值。
However, God knows his value.
所以神呢，赋予他价值。
And the value, and this value was given by God.
所以这个铜钱的价值就是这个主人，就是人，这个这里面讲的这个主人知道他的价值。
So, this woman knows the value of this coin.
而且他知道它非常的重要，他要把它找回来。
And she knows this coin is important, and she has to try to, you know, she has to find it.
那这种情况下呢，找的时候主要是我光要照亮很重要。
So under this kind of circumstances, it's important to have the light, you know, to shine on it.
在这些状况下的人要得释放、得拯救呢，我们的祷告是非常重要的。
So
圣灵的大光要来启动。
So for these people, prayer is very important so that the light of our Holy Spirit can shine on them.
我认识不少从这个伊朗、伊拉克那边，甚至是恐怖主义分子，后来成了穆斯的一些人，信主的人，他们都是耶稣基督亲自向他们显现，因为好多人的祷告，没有人向他们传福音。
So I know group of people that are from Iraq.
Iran,
they are Muslims, even though they have not been able to be, no one told them about Jesus. However, because so many people are praying for them, they meet Jesus personally.
他们被捆绑，捆绑在那个宗教体系下面，但是呢，耶稣向他们亲自显现，
so even though
大光照耀。
They've been, you know, like kept captive under that kind of political situation or religious situation, but God through His light.God speaks directly to them.
最近在伊朗有很多这个人信主，受洗不断的受洗。
So recently there are many people in Iran got baptized.
因为他们会突然发现他们自己生命的价值，哪个是真神
？Because they realize the value of their life and they realize who is the real God.
虽然他们面临着被 逼迫，甚至有生命的危险，他们直到他们找到了真神。
Even though their lives are endangered, but they knew that they have found the true one.
这就是第二种人呢，在这个捆绑里面被释放，靠着这个大光的照耀。
So these are the second type of people, like with the light that shine on them, they got released from the captivity.
他们在神的手里面会发挥极大的价值。
And in God's hand, they are able to, you know, to release, you know, their giftings.
那这是第二种，就是这个铜钱所代表的，他失去了对自我直觉这一方面，就被捆绑，但是呢大光照耀，他要被神寻回。
So these are the second type of people that even though they have lost their consciousness about themselves, but in God's light they were relieved again.
第三种第四种状况呢是一个比喻，就是这个浪子回，是这个比喻里面呢其实他捡了一个两个儿子和父亲。
So so in the last
third parable.
Yeah, the third parable, it talks about two type of people. So the two sons.
那其实你发现呢，就是说，这个比喻里面两个儿子呢，某种意义上讲呢，他们一定有个父亲，对不对？他们知道他们的父亲是谁，对不对
？So these two sons, they have a father, right? They know their father.
他们非常清楚他们有个父亲。
Of course, they know they have one. They have a father.
那某种意义上讲呢，就是这个就是教会的基督徒，他们认的一定是天父的儿女。
So you can say these are the Christians in church. They already knew their father in heaven.
大家仔细听着，今天的教会呢有这两种情况：有人像大儿子，有人像小儿子。
So pay attention. Today's church, there are two type of people in the church. Some may like look like the older brother. Some may look like the younger brother.
但这两种都是需要再次的重新来认识神的。
However, these two, they all need to, you know, turn around and, you know the Father, you know, to actually know the Father.
这个小儿子呢，大家知道没有？他就是问爸爸呢，分了产业，对不对
？So the younger son, of course, you know, he asked the father for his share of the property.
就像我们基督徒呢，我们得到了神的恩典，哈利路亚。
Just like Christians, we receive the blessing from God. Hallelujah.
哎，我问大家一个问题：这个分产家产的时候，有没有给大儿子分啊？圣经里面这里讲有没有讲？
So the Bible does it say?
没有好好读，好好读。
In the Bible, does it say that the older brother also gets his share?
他写的很清楚，请把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给谁？分给他们，大儿子也分了，小儿子也分了。
So the younger son said to the father, "Please give me my share." So he divided his property between them, meaning the older ones also received his share.
大家知道，那一个也有他的一份大家业，这个小儿子也有一份家业，都分了。
So the younger one has his share, and then the older one also has his share, right?
等一会我再讲这个为什么大儿子的家业也很重要。
So later on, I'm gonna tell you about why is it important.
那小儿子呢，就是得到了这个家业以后，就像我们今天基督徒得了恩典以后呢，他怎么样？哈利路亚，我得了神的恩典，你看神祝福我呀，他就怎么样？他自己搞，什么都要自己搞。
So these are the younger sons represent those Christians among us. You know, we got our blessing from God. You know, and then hallelujah, and then now he started to do everything for himself.
就是他要做他自己的主。
Meaning
他不要神来做他的主，他要做其他的事情。好了好了，耶稣基督，你救了我，好了好了，下面的事情由我做主，你就休息吧，老人家。
So meaning that he wants to be the Lord over himself, he doesn't want to follow the Lord. So, thank you, Jesus, for giving everything. You know, my blessings, and now I'm going to take care of myself. Now, thank you, and then yeah, you take a rest.
我要享受生活，享受生命，享受一切。
I want to enjoy my life, you know, like enjoy everything. Hallelujah.
这种想法错还是不错
？Is it right or wrong when you think that way?
错不错
？Is it a wrong thing?
弟兄姐妹，这是不错的，
it's、
没有错。
It's not wrong.
但是问题出在哪里
？But what's the problem then?
问题是他能不能把他自己的生命搞定啊
？The question is.Can he actually, you know, like deal with his own life, you know, in the right way?
他要 enjoy life, 他要这个享受他的生命的时候，他是不是 一个人要享受生命，他必须要跟这个世界要接触，看世界呀、啊，跟世界上打交道啊。那他要这个才能享受，他不能一个人待在家里就是享受生命，不能。所以他要去跟世界去打交道，他能不能搞定世界
？So, for a person to enjoy his life, he has to, you know, somehow go out, right? To, you know, associate with the world, right? He cannot be retracted in his man hall and be enjoying himself.Right, he has to deal with the world. The question is, can he actually, you know, overcome that?
他能够来控制这个世界吗
？Can he control this world?
川普今天为什么要发行什么他自己的数字货币？大家明白吗
？So why does Donald Trump wants to, you know, establish his own like virtual like yeah digital coins?
那我不是一个专家，但我有一点知道，他非常清楚美元将来会有很大的问题。
So I am not an expert myself, but I think he knows that in the latter days there will be currency problem with the U.S. currency.
他非常清楚。
He knows.
他非常清楚。
He knows clearly about that.
那我们去投资的人，我们觉得很有经验，但是谁知道这些人？他这些大咖们在搞什么名堂，对吧
？So even though we think we are experienced, you know, investors, but you don't know what these big guys are doing.
所以这个小儿子呢，他自己去搞的时候，最后连饭也没得吃。
So when this younger son trying to deal with his own life, in the end, he doesn't even make a living anymore.
He 他投资的股票呢，全垮了。
So all the stocks that he buys, you know, like went plummeted.
吃猪屎都没人给他。
So he wants to eat what the pigs eat, and yet no one gives anything to him.
我们认识一个人，他的儿子在上海电影制片厂的老总。后来电影制片厂在疫情期间垮了，垮了以后他没饭吃。
So I know this person. So he works for a film industry in Shanghai. But during the COVID times, you know, the company went bankrupt. So now he has, you know, has no money anymore.
现在他把他的妈妈的房子拿去抵债。
So he sold.
他把他妈妈的房子卖了抵债了。
So he even sold his mom's house in order to pay back the debts that he owned.
所以做父母的，好好替你的儿女祷告，他们不认识人。神呢，将来往来往去拿你的房子去抵债。
So parents teach your kids, you know, so that they will know about the Lord. Otherwise, one day they may sell your property.
所有的儿子年轻的时候像我自己，我觉得什么都能搞定。
All the sons, including myself, when I was young, I thought I can, you know, handle everything myself.
那第一次进教会的时候，人家说你要信主啊，我说我不需要。我什么都能搞定，我就是这样讲的。
So the first time I stepped into a church, people say, "Okay, you need to have the Lord. You need to know Lord." I said, "No, no, no. It's okay. I can deal with everything. You know, I can handle everything."
我说，基督教是对可以软弱的人，我是一个刚强的人。
I told them Christianity is for weak people, but I am strong.
我这软弱的人需要一个神抓住嘛，对不对？抓一个什么的，我自己搞定。
Only I told them only weak people will need a God to help him, you know. But I am strong. I don't need him.
谁知道我后来像这个小儿子一样高来高去，没得饭吃。
But I am like the younger son, you know. I tried to do this and do that. In the end, I didn't have anything.
但是呢，神的心呢，他的父亲的心呢，是等待他回家。
But God's heart as a father, He waits for you to come home.
我要问大家一个问题：为什么这个父亲不去找？
So I want to ask you a question. Why doesn't this father go out and look for him?
你知道那只羊他要去找，那个墙他要去找，为什么这个儿子他不去找？
You know, he's going after the lost sheep. He's going after the lost coin. How about the son? Why doesn't he go out and find him?
来，我们回答一下，发挥想象，没有做对错啊。
Okay, there's no wrong or right answer, but you know, this, yeah, okay.
He had some lessons to learn.
He has
他有一些功课要学，哈利路亚。还有什么
？So what else?
Very good.
You keep bringing it back. You chase him down. He's not going to learn anything.
Oh, 就是他的父亲如果拼命去抓他回来，最后他还是会跑。
He needs to learn the hard way.
他要，他要通过一些艰苦的方法来学习。
因为物极必反。
对。If you go too much to go.
到要吃猪食都吃不上的时候，他才会知道他的错，他会反过来找他的父亲。
Yeah, yeah, very good. Just, she says that if you, the father do too much, the things actually slash back.
Yeah,
you need to wait the son come to a point until nothing to eat. He will realize what's, you know, what
rock,
to do.
That's called rock bottom.
Yes, rock bottom. Yes, rock bottom.
David.
真的不会改。If he knows his what his is what's wrong, he will repent. That's a true repentance. 我现在要告诉中国的父母，中国的父母呢一定会去找。
But I'm speaking, you know, I will try to speak to all the Chinese parents. As Chinese parents, I know all of you are gonna go out and look for your son.
所以中国的父母呢，会让他的儿子在外面流浪更长的时间。
So for Chinese parents, if you do that way, you know, if you act like that, you know, your son will be even, you know, lingering for even longer.
啊，我今天剪了以后呢，你们中国的父母会是不是以后就不做了？
if I say this, do you think the Chinese parent will stop doing that?
你还会做。
However, you still do it though.
因为你也像一个浪子，也需要被神管教。
Because you are also a practical son, you need to be disciplined by God as well.
牧师讲了会讲，但是呢，真正管教的是神才能管教。
So as a pastor, I can only teach, but who is here to discipline us is God.
明白。
You understand?
所以呢，圣经里面这个父亲他非常清楚他的儿子怎么回事情，这是神。他知道怎么才能回来。
So, the Bible says, you know, this father knows exactly how the son is going to return.
我们的中国的父母好多时候不知道怎么真正的爱孩子。
As Chinese parents, sometimes we do not know how to truly love our kids.
多年前碰到一个富二代小留学生来到这边来读中学，他告诉我一些事情，他的父母怎么对待他。
So many years, I met this young kid from a rich family. He came to Canada and he told me about all the things that his parents have done to him.
因为中国人父母好多时候不是在用神的方法真正的爱在爱他们，我们认为很爱他，但是是毁了他。
So because Chinese parents, we thought we love our children, but we are loving in the wrong way, not a godly way, and then we are actually harming our kids.
他的爸爸妈妈离婚，为了让孩子将来好呢，就把他们就送出国，因为那个时候出国是很荣耀的一件事情，就把孩子送出国。
So his parents were getting a divorce, so they thought it's good for the kid to go out, you know, to go abroad to come to Canada. So back then in the days, they felt it's a glorious thing to send their kids, you know, abroad to study.
他就告诉我，他说，他爸爸妈妈都争着要给他多汇钱，要比，爸爸一个月给他10000块，妈妈就给他15000。
So the dad and the mom.
15000美元啊。
So the dad and the mom are trying to send him money in a competitive way. You know, if the dad sends 10,000, you know, the mom will say like 15,000 instead every month.
What?
Every month.
I'm gonna be Chinese.
You are. Almost you are. Just dye your hair black and make your nose a little bit lower. He said, he told me what? He said, they don't even love each other, divorce, don't love me, put me here.以为给钱就满足我了，看我怎么花。
So this
is the 重点的。
This is what the kid actually said. He said, "Okay, these my parents. They do not love each other. They do not love me. Instead, they're just giving me money. I will show them how I'm gonna spend his money, their money."
Yeah. So he didn't study anything here. 他什么也没学，天天抽烟看电视。
But he didn't do anything. He didn't study anything. You know, just watching TV. You know, smoke.
后来就回中国，什么也没学到。
So eventually he went back to China and didn't, you know, actually learn anything.
所以呢，我们就是我们爱神，我们爱我们的孩子呢，要学习神怎么样爱我，很重要，要学习神的道。
So when we try to love our children, we need to know how God first loved us, you know, to love our children in a godly way.
所以这个父亲呢，这是一个
没有声音了，
没有声音
了吗？这是一个健康的父亲。哦，下面，哎，奇怪，水光掉了。
Okay.
这是一个健康的父亲。
So this is a healthy dad.
他知道尊重孩子的自由意志。
He understands how to respect the free will of his son.
你知道尊重人的自由意志多么重要吗？
Do you know how important it is to respect someone's free will?
这是非常非常重要的一件事情。
It's very crucial.
我们中国人的父母必须要学习。
As a Chinese parent, we need to learn about this.
我们记得有一个匈牙利的一个诗人佩多菲写了一首诗嘛，对不对？什么生命诚可贵，爱情价更高，若为自由故，两者皆可抛。
I'll try. So there's a Portuguese, you know, poet wrote something like this, okay? So the life is treacherous, but love is even greater. So
for the sake of freedom.
I'll do this. For the sake of freedom, you know, I can give up both.Something like that.
That's called revolutionary, you know. Why the revolution? Because they want freedom.
为什么这个是一个就是革命性的呢？因为当事人要自由。
God respects people's free will.
那神呢尊重我们的自由意识。
That's why the redemption process must be that his son has died on the cross.
所以为什么这个救赎的工作就是他的儿子必须死在十字架上？
他不能去把这些人撒旦推开，这都是我的，你走开，他们都要上天堂。
No, he cannot say to Satan, "Okay, leave these people alone. They are mine. You know, they are all going to heaven."
因为当时亚当把这个主权卖给了撒旦的，这是他出卖的，他要把他买赎回来。
Because initially, Adam has sold all this.To Satan, and now he needs to pay back in order to gain these people back.
所以神做事情都是有规有矩，他知道什么都是公义的做法，耶稣是公义的做法。
So our Lord knows exactly how things work. Everything he does is righteous.
什么叫公义呢？就是两个人讲定了，你履行你的，我履行我的，这叫做公义。
So what is righteousness?Is when two people are in an agreement. So I do my part, and you also do yours.
所以为什么我们检定很重要？我检定，如果有人检定说我这个房子一块钱买给你，检定了，就是公益的。我拿一块钱买你的房子，就是公益的。
So that's why when doing a negotiation, it's important to have a contract. Like for example, I say, okay, I sell you my house for $1. If we have negotiated that price and signed a contract. And this house is sold for $1. That's righteous.
如果后来一个人不高兴说我太便宜了，你去上法律的话，你是输的。
Okay, if the seller thinks okay $1 is too you know too cheap, and then you want to sue this person, you are not going to win the trial because it's on the contract, right? It's all been negotiated.
因为所有的法律都是尊重你的 word, your free will.Your free will.
Because all the law and contract respect your free will.
是你的 choice.
Yeah, it's 你的选择。
所以呢，就长话短说，这个父亲呢就等待着这个小儿子回来。
So to make a story short, the father waits, you know, the son to come back.
这个地方怎么找不到呢？
放远一会儿。
好。
可以，你在里面就好。
哎，你很重要。所以就是等待着这个儿子回来。
So he waits for the son to come back.
但是回来的时候呢，这个父亲也是非常的特别，就是我们的天父，他不计较任何的东西。
And when the son actually comes back, you know, this father, which represents our heavenly father, very, you know, in a very special way, he didn't say anything.
那我讲的呢，今天讲的这个小儿子代表一种基督徒。
So as I said, the younger son represent a group of people, a group of Christians.
Christians. 那自己呢去就是把神的恩典呢滥用了。
So those who squander all God's grace and blessings.
是，但是当你悔改再次回来的时候呢，神还是很爱你。
So even so, when you return, you know God still loves you.
还是神会把你的袍子穿给你袍子穿上，戒指戴上。
Again, he will give you the best robe, your ring, and your sandals.
所以我们今天基督徒，我们以后会有很多基督徒会来到教会。为什么？就是好多时候在教会里面受伤啊。过去好多人在教会的一些受伤以后，就是流浪在外面的，心灵流浪在外面的，肉体流浪在外面的，或者自己选择流浪的，将来要神会把他们召回来。
You will see a lot of Christians return back to church, you know, those who wander away, maybe here, maybe, you know, spiritually, or maybe, you know, physically, or you by choice, you know, wandered away, but they will all come back.
现在有很多的基督徒都是自己要这个要享受生活，我不要神来做我的主，好多人都是这样的。但是呢，在末世的时候，你绝对不可以这样。但你听不见神的声音，跟他没有很好的关系的时候，你所做的一切都会是 disaster。
So there are a lot of Christians, you know, they want to enjoy their life, they wander away. But in the end times, you know, when disaster comes, you have to hear the voice of God. So it doesn't work that way.
所以神在等待回家。
So God is waiting for you to come home.
那第四种。情况呢是这个大儿子。
So the fourth type of people are the older sons.
我再次讲，这两个儿子代表教会里面的两种人。
Again, I want to emphasize these two people. Two sons represent two type of people in the church.
我觉得这是更好的一个解释，因为他们两个人都非常知道他有父亲，
so,
对吧
？So this is a better, you know, illustration because both sons knew about their father, right?
他们知道他是谁的儿子。
They know like who their fathers are.
那大儿子做了一件什么事情呢？
So what does the older one did?
那我从这个人的角度来讲，就是他已经认识神，对吧？他是认识神的。
So he already knew God, right?
而且这大儿子在什么？在服侍神。
And what else? He is serving God.
圣经里面讲得很清楚，他说我服侍你多年了。
It says here, I have, you know, serving you for many years.
从来没有违背过你的命。
I never disobeyed you.
我们每一个人都比不上他。从来没有违背过神的命令。
So he said he never disobeyed God, you know, like none of us can compare with him, right?
是不是很好的神的仆人，是不是？
So he's a very good servant of God, is that right?
他问题住在哪里了？
So what's wrong with him?
他看见弟弟回来的时候呢，父亲要庆祝的时候，他很不高兴。
So his problem is when he sees the younger brothers comes, and then he sees the feasting, he got very mad.
现在教会也有很多这样的人。
So many Christians are like that in church.
就是在恩典开始，律法走在律法之下。
So it's when the beginning of grace.But however, they are walking under the law.
就是后来又回到律法里面去。
So meaning they kind of, you know, return back to the law instead.
圣灵开始，这个前面小儿子是圣灵开始，完了肉体成全，这一个是恩典开始，律法成全。
So the younger son was beginning was, you know, Holy Spirit, but.In the end, he walked into flesh. But for the older son, it was started by grace. However, it ended in law.
现在的好多的教会，你知道人为什么不喜欢去教会吗？
You know why people don't like to go to church anymore?
在 UBC 做过一个调查，在十多年前做过一个调查，说你对神感兴趣不感兴趣？90%说感兴趣。
So there are many more than 10 years ago, there's a study done in UBC.So the question is, how many of you are interested about God? 90% said yes.
但是说多少人这个对这个教会有兴趣？ 90% says no.
So and then the second question is, Are you interested in going to a church? 90% said no.
就是说你对教会有兴趣吗？ 90% 说没兴趣。
So to a church, 90% said no, not interested.
那究竟问题出在哪里？
So what's the problem then?
问题就是出在这两种人。一种人呢，这个接受了恩典，放纵情欲，他一到教会来都是犯罪的人，自我为中心的人，哇，成天是就是那个 flesh 啊，那个你明白，就是犯罪啊，比外面的人很厉害，就活在罪里面，罪恶里面，这种陶醉在这种金色叫什么
金迷子醉
里面。
OK, so
金迷子醉。
So these are the two type of people that, you know, other people, when they come to a church, they see, you know, the first group of people that are the younger sons, you know, people who indulge themselves in their worldly desires, you know, like money and pleasures, you know, even more so than, you know, people who do not go to church.
另外的一部分人看到教会就看到，就说你怎么这样啊？
So, and then the second group of people in church are those who judges, you know, like, why you do that,
people like that.
So just like the older son, he will point his fingers, you know, to other people. He doesn't like you doing that.
那人家说天父喜欢啊，天父喜欢咋回来啊。
And then people ask, but God loves us, right? God loves us, right?
天父喜欢我也不喜欢。
Yeah, God loves you, I don't like you.
所以说你不来教会吗？来教会干什么呀？
So that's why people don't like to come to church anymore.
而且这个老大他是服侍神的人，他如果这样看别人，谁敢来呀？
And remember, the older son are the one who minister to God. If he acts like that, who is there to come to the church, right?
大家明白吗？
Do you understand?
那这两个人的问题出在哪里呢？就是他对父亲的心意啊不了解。
So these two people, you know, the problem with them is that they do not understand the heart of our Father.
那就是父神对人的爱呢？所有
的爱。我是没声音了。
又没声音了吗 ？OK 。哎，
怎么只会自动关掉呢？
他刚才好像重启了。
哦，如果是这个。他明白父神多么的爱每一个人，那个心肠多么的爱他，这个是，他就开始怜悯周围的人，周围的罪人，再起，不要光的，又重启，
重启，就是、他没有声音，
就怜悯罪人啊，对罪人的一种爱，丢失的人的一种爱是，就是父神的心是多么的，就是多么的伤痛，他还是找他们回来。
So if only they could understand how much God love us, you know, to look for those who are lost, and how much God loves himself, you know, then he will understand, you know, the Father's love.
那所以这个老大呢，就是他把他自己当成一个奴仆，他没有把他当成儿子。
So the older son, he treats himself as a slave instead of a son.
那这里面呢，我们要重点呢，这个这一章的重点在最后几句，31节和32节。
So I want to emphasize on the last two verses of the chapter, the verse 31 and 32.
父亲对他说：“儿啊，我常与你同在。”
The father said, "Okay, my son, you are always with me."
原文呢，这个儿啊是用的是小孩的孩子呀，孩子呀，我和你常常在一起。这个常常不是今天明天，而是一直在一起。
So in the original text, it says, "My child, you know, my child, I'm always with you." So when he said always, not just sometimes, but you know, all the time.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要知道，今天我们借着耶稣的宝血来到父神的面前呢，父神常与我们同在，常与我们同在。
You have to know by Jesus' blood, you know, once we repented, we come to Him, He is always, always with us.
你走在街上，他和你同在。
When you walk on the street, He's with you.
你在睡觉，他和你同在。
When you're sleeping, He's with you.
你遇到什么惊险的事情，他和你同在。
If you're going through some scary stuff, you know, he's always with you.
我要做一个很快做一个见证。昨天我有两个见证，我要做一下。
So I want to quickly share my testimony, something that I went through yesterday.
那第一个见证呢？我昨天接了卡姆斯的车呢，我就迷信把一些垃圾拉去，这个垃圾场扔掉。那回来的路上呢，他的车就死，我开开开就死掉了。
Okay, so
正在开他就死掉。
So yesterday I borrowed Pastor Kyle's truck. I want to dump some garbage in the landfill. So as I was driving the car, all of a sudden the car died. The truck died. Okay.
Our driving just died. But it's in the country road, and the mission. 后面的人很生气，对吧？
So people were very mad at me behind, like beeping.
One lane, 这一条一条道的。
Because I was driving on.
乡村路嘛，乡村里面的路。
Yeah, because a little, country road.
我管他们管不过来，因为我根本那个闸也，他很老了，闸也不灵，刹车都刹不住，我管他们干什么呀？
So I don't have time, to care about people behind me, because I wasn't able to, break the car, everything was not working.
正好绿子的先生简云峰跟我在一起，后来他说叫拖车了，赶紧叫拖车。
So gratefully， 叶子的老公叫
绿枝的。
Her husband was with me, and he said we should call a tow truck company.
那后来我们就说我们先祷告。
And then I said, let's pray first.
我们祷告完，其实他熄火三次，熄火好几次。
So the battery actually died for three times. Sorry, the car.
后来呢，就打着，而且开得很好，就开回Pastor Carl的家里。
But eventually, I restarted again, and we safely drove back to Pastor Carl's house.
到他家我就赶紧打电话给他，你这个车再不能开老人家。
So when
知道就好。
So when I reach him, I call and say you should not longer drive this car because you are old, right? You should not drive this car anymore.
你知道吗？神和我们同在。
You know God is with us, right?
God is with us.
God is with us.
你相信吗？今天信主的人，神和你同在。
Do you believe those who
神和我们的同在最主要的在哪里？在我们的认知，
so,
在我们的信心。
So, the most important thing for God to be with us is in our conscious level, in our faith, based on our faith.
这个大儿子，他的父亲有没有和他同在？他说：“我一直和你同在。”
So, so is the son, the older son, with the dad, with the father? The father said, "You are always with me."
儿子知道他是不是在父亲的家里，他也知道他一直在他的家里面服侍他的爸爸，对不对
？So does the son know that he's serving in the family? Yeah, of course he knows, right? He's helping the dad, serving the family all this time.
但是呢，他的信心的层面，或者说跟父亲关系的层面呢，有问题。
But on his faith level, or you can say on the relationship level with dad, he has some kind of issue.
你明白？
Do you understand that?
他爸爸在旁边，但是呢，他跟他的爸爸不认识他爸爸。
Even though the dad is right next to him, he doesn't recognize that.
我们基督徒所有的人都要自己亲自要认识天父。
As a Christian ourselves, each one of us needs to come to know him individually.
尤其在以后的日子里面，我们必须要知道神爱我们，他就在我的旁边。
Especially in the coming days, we have to know that He is with me, with us, and then we will continue to go back to Him.
如果这个小儿子一样的人，教会里面有好多人都乱七八糟的，不要被影响。
So,
父亲爱你。
So if you see, a lot of, weird people in the church, please don't be disturbed. God loves you.
如果你这个牧师呢，弄脏了你，没关系。上帝爱你。
If the pastor judges you, okay, it's okay. God loves you.
你要跟父神要有一个很好的关系。
You want to have a good relationship with your father.
这里第二点，这个父亲讲，第一点是父亲和你常常同在。
So this is the first thing.
第二个他说呢，我一切所有的什么
都是你。So I am with you. That's the first thing. Okay, always with you. And the second thing is.Everything I have is yours.
你知道上帝一切的东西都是你的吗？
Do you know everything that God has is yours?
罗马书第八章讲的，他说他把不爱惜自己的儿子为众人白白的舍了，岂不把万物一同和他白白的赐给我们吗？
And then Roman 8 says, if he spared not his son, and then how much more he's going to give you everything that he has for you.
弟兄姐妹，我们要进入到这样一个信心，今天你一切的需要神都会看顾。
We need to enter into this kind of faith. You know, everything that God has is ours.
上个礼拜我们讲到，就是说你儿子要鱼的时候，父亲不会给蛇。
So last week we talked about if the son asks for fish, the dad will not give a snake.
当然我们也讲到神先要来医治你这个器皿。
Of course, we also talk about how God has to come and heal you as a vessel.
以至于他倾倒的酒你可以盛装。
So that when he pours down his wine, you as a vessel can hold this blessing.
所以有一个阶段需要等候。
So there are a momentary phase, you know, that you have to go through, you know, you have to wait for him.
但是要知道神的能力是很大的。
But you have to know God is a powerful God.
在以后的日子我们非常非常需要经历神的能力。
So in the coming days, we need to experience his power.
你知道好多的事情现在，你知道你越来越不能控制，对不对？
So you know things are going, you know, to a, you know, you are no longer able to control a lot of the things.
啊，可以，你也可以。
Okay, 你说。
我们换一下手机啊，这个。所以以后的日子里面，我们需要依靠神的大能。神的大能，我们是随时可以支取的。
So, in the coming days, we need more and more God's power, and His power is always available for us.
他说：“我一切所有的都是你的。”
So all I have is yours.
包括他的地上的一切，还有他的能力。
Including everything He has on earth, including His power.
I'm going to give another testimony. 其实这个我的一个房客呢，在 Hope 发一个照片来。
And tenant in Hope, he sent me this picture.
他说呢，我那个地方的一块树就倒了，树倒了，差一点压到这个电线，树电线呢。
Okay. So he told me that one of the trees fell in my property in Hope and almost, you know, hit the power line.
他这个图片在这里面，等一会大家有机会可以看一下。
So I have this picture later on. Probably you guys can have a look.
他说，如果当时风吹的方向如果在另一个方向，他说这个树就把电线就压了。
Okay, he said if the wind blows in another direction, the tree will have fall on the power line instead.
都把电线压了，问题就很大了。
So just imagine the problem that we're gonna have if the power line is down, right?
我就 ，Yeah, I don't know how much money from my pocket.
我都不知道花多少钱。
我跟云峰在那边吃饭，我说：“云峰，他说你怎么常常这样的事情？”我说：“就是这样的事情，我得依靠神啊，常常有事情发生啊。
”So I was having like a dinner or lunch with
Lucy's husband.
Yeah, Lucy's husband, and he said, "What? How come like?" This kind of thing always happened to you. And I say, yeah, that's right. You know, I need to rely on God, you know.
You see, 所以呢，我就非常感恩啊，哈利路亚，一边吃饭一边感恩啊。
So I was so grateful. So like, as I enjoyed my dinner and I was like praising God.
这是第二点，就是神一切所有的呢，都是我们的，要去支取。
So this is the second point. You know, all he has is ours. We need to ask for it.
等一会我让 Christine 呢做一个见证，她最近身体被医治。
Okay, we're gonna ask Christine to come later to share about his her testimony.
Christine, 你现在可以讲吗？风险吗 ？Hello。
可以的。
Okay, 让 Christine 分享一下。
好的。
最近有一个
听得见
吗？听见。
好。我最近几个月心脏一直不是很舒服。
In recent few months, I had a heart problem.
尤其这阵子哦，特别难受。
Especially these few weeks, it's really bothering me.
我就去看了中医，针灸。
I went to a Chinese doctor, acupuncture.
有一次呢，在中医馆里面得到知道一种救命心丸。
So once I was there, they introduced me a kind of Chinese medicine.
哦，当时我就是为了安心，我就买下来了。
So in order for the safety purpose, I bought that Chinese medicine.
哦，我从来就不知道说没有想到我会用这个东西。
I never thought I would have to use that bowl, you know.
然后有一次我突然间感觉到肚子很疼。
Once I felt there was a sharp pain in my stomach.
然后我就去上厕所。
So I went to the washroom.
然后就感觉一身冷汗冒出来。
So I was sweating and felt cold.
然后尤其是头部那个汗都滴下来了，就是很多汗从头部流出来。
I was sweating from my head down.
然后不到一会功夫，我的手跟脚就变得僵硬起来了。
And in a little while, my hands and feet become numb.
那个僵硬的同时，我的手像鸡爪一样的，就是变形了。
And even my hands become like the chicken's feet, and it's very stiffy.
那时候我儿子就赶紧把那个药丸打开了，给我含下去。
So that time I asked my son to give me that medicine, Chinese medicine, to put in my mouth.
然后差不多半个小时左右，我的手脚才慢慢的那个缓解，才慢慢的正常起来。
So after half hour, and my symptoms started disappearing.
赞美主，我完全不知道这个药丸是会用到我身上的，当时买的时候。
Thank Lord, I didn't know that this will, I need to use this eventually.
但是那个时候买的那个时候哈，我就不知道怎么了，就真的去买，因为那个药很贵，通常我不会花这个钱去买，但是我买了。
So at that time, I didn't know why I bought that pill, the Chinese is like a fish bowl, you know, a bowl, but it's very expensive, but I did.
通常对我来说，这个东西我是不会去买它的。
Normally, I won't buy this expensive stuff.
我觉得这个不可能会用到我身上。
I always thought it's not going to be used on me.
但是这次买这个药的时候，用到这个药的时候，我当时就想到说，那个时候神就好像就是在为我铺了这条路了。
So when I was using that, I thought back, is the Lord already prepared this for me?
这个事情发生之后，我在周三的祷告会，我经常请弟兄姐妹为我这个心脏祷告。
So after this incident, on a Wednesday prayer meeting through Zoom, I asked brothers and sisters to pray for me.
在这个过程当中还有发生第二次，也是同样像第一次这样子。
And also during this period, in this period, it happened the second time.
But 第二次呢，我就因为有经验，有上次的经验了。我就先还没有手脚还没有僵硬，我就先含了药丸。
So second time, I just take that pill even before the whole thing happened.
开了第三次的时候，是我睡醒的时候，我感觉到那个心在发抖，在抖动。
And the third time, when I wake up I found my heart was trembling.
然后有人跟我说，这个叫做房颤。
So the people say there's a name called the trembling heart or whatever.
第四次是我在 在洗碗的时候，突然间那个心脏那边是肿胀起来的，
and,
然后就很疼痛。
And also I found there's a swollen around my heart. There's something very make me very painful.
那时候我就感觉说我需要去看一下医生。
So at that moment, I thought I need to go to the doctor.
所以我去家庭医生挂号看看医生。
So I went to the family doctor and to see him.
然后在看医那个家庭医生之前，就有个护士先来量你的血压啊，测一下你的体温。
So before that, of course, there's a nurse come to measure all your blood pressure and temperature, etc.
他问我什么情况，我就把这些事情告诉他。
She asked me what happened. I told her the stories.
他就说你98%就是心脏病的。
那 she said 98% you have a heart problem.
哦，看到家庭医生的时候呢，他就给我写那个纸，要我去医院验。
So the family doctor wrote a piece of paper and asked me to go to the hospital to be tested.
一周后，在7月21日，我就去医院验这个心脏。
One week later, in July 21st, I went to the hospital to be tested.
我这里忘记告诉大家，我以前哈，我就是有这个三高，就是高血压、高血脂、高血糖。
I want to tell everybody I have these three things higher, like blood.
Hypoglycemia, hypotension, and hypo. What's the other one?
So you know well, there must be something related to you. Okay.
尤其是高血压，我有了好几年。
Especially high blood pressure, there was it was there for many years.
经常把我弄得很辛苦。
It made me very difficult to make my life.
严重的时候，我半边身都热，半边身是冷的。
Sometimes half my body is warm, half my body is cold.
然后后脑勺有时候热得像火烧一样。
And sometimes my back of the head is like a fire burning.
所以这次医生给我开去验这个心电的时候，那个心脏的时候，他也给我去验一下这些血糖啊、血脂什么之类的。血压高这些，反正 这一部分都一起去验。
So this time, of course, the doctor also put on the test all this kind of the numbers need to be tested.
然后验当天，他就是给我当天等那个结果了。就那21日那天，我们等了2小时之后，他就把结果告诉我。
So on the same day, they gave me the testing results.
然后他跟我说你的心脏正常。
And he told me, he said, your heart works just normal.
三高也不高了，也正常了。
And the blood pressure, everything numbers are normal.
赞美主，就一周的时间。
So it's one week.
那个弟兄姐妹为我祷告。
So brothers and sisters prayed for me.
我也没吃什么降压药，也没有心脏药，什么都没吃，然后神就给我看到这个恩典。
In last week, I didn't use any medicine. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. So this is something we are. 对不起，
你说
我们这些呢，就是我们在以后的日子要常常带着一个期待。
So we need to have this anticipation in the coming days.
因为圣经里面所讲的一切，耶稣做的一切，他说信我的人要做比我更大的事。
Because the Bible says those who believe me will even do greater things.
你相信吗？
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
Do you believe that?
那不相信就需要悔改。
If you don't, you have to repent.
Understand? 不相信就要信心。
If you don't believe, then you ask for faith.
因为这是真正的基督徒的生活。
Because this is a true Christian life.
就是使徒行传里面的基督徒，做那使徒在做什么，我们就要做什么。
Just like the book of Acts, what the disciples did, we will do the same thing.
神 一切所有的都是你的。
So all he has, all God, what God has is ours.
所以呢，不要看那个小儿子为什么那么糟糕，也不要看那个大儿子为什么要弄断我，看父神什么都有。
So don't look at the younger son, like why is he, you know, enjoying himself, and then do not look at the older son, like why is he judging me? But look up, you know, look to the to your God.
以后来教会的时候，不要去弄断那些新来的人。很多人有很多的问题。
So when you come, to
以后的人都有问题，都来的。
So when you go to a church, you know, do not look at people that come, you know.
No, no, no.
I mean,
people will come to the church.
People will come to a church with problems, you know. You know, do not judge them.
而且以后的日子里面，生怕很多这种有问题的人，就像小儿子一样，什么都搞坏了，来到了教会，你要怎么样？要欢喜快乐。
So you will see a lot more people like the younger son. They're gonna return back to the church with all their problems, right? You have to what do you do? You have to welcome them.
那以后你如果去教会来教会，也会看到这种大儿子这样的人。
And you go to a church, you will see also people like the older son.
我希望不是我。
I'm hoping it's not me that you see.
你看到的时候，你也不要。Upset, don't be upset. Don't,
so,
不要不要不要难过。
So even if you see those people, you don't need to be upset, right?
啊，我不去教会了，不去教会了。
Don't say I don't want to go to church anymore. No, no.
还是要去教会。
You still want to go to a church?
因为教会里面要什么？要认识我们的父。
Why you come to church to come to know Him, our Father?
第三点我要讲的呢，这个父亲讲的是。这个兄弟死而复活，是有的，所以我们理当什么欢喜快乐。
So what does the father say here? It says we have to celebrate and be glad because the brother of yours was dead and now alive, was lost and.
教会的生活就是欢喜快乐。
So this is the life in a church, you know, to be happy, to celebrate, you know, joyful together.
哦，这个浪子回家欢喜快乐。
So when this prodigal son comes back, you be joyful.
啊，大儿子指手画脚，欢喜快乐，哈利路亚。
So when the older son, you know, like point their fingers, you know, you have to be joyful as well.
你不需要害，不需要害怕，因为他的爸爸会管教他。
You don't need to be afraid because the father will discipline him.
哈利路亚，这就是真正的基督徒的生活。
So this is the true walk of.
神与我们同在。
God is with us.
神与常常与我们同在。
He's always with us.
他一切所有的都是我们的。
And all he has is ours.
第三个，我们要理当欢喜快乐。
The third is a wish. We have to be joyful and celebrate.
就像上个礼拜我们受洗的时候，又吃又喝，欢喜快乐。
Just like last week when we have the baptism, you know, we enjoy our food and we are joyful, we are happy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
好，我们请起立。
So please rise, please stand.
Hallelujah. 是的，主，我们祷告。
Hallelujah. We pray.
我们今天再次的来回到你的话语。
Once again, we return back to your words.
我就觉得好多的人，我们需要从过都有过去教会的背景或者怎么样，要我们重新和神的话语来对齐。
So even though we come from different backgrounds, but we need to align ourselves with the word of God.
特别是你如果有过去一些教会的一些教导、神学的教导，今天你要是所有的都放下，要跟神的话语对齐。
So especially if you're coming from a more, you know, a different background in a different church, you have to lay down everything and realign yourself with the words of God, our God.
在以后的日子，就是要相信神的话语。
So in the coming days, we just simply come and believe in His words.
我觉得今天特别的来到神的跟前，你如果身体有病。你说神啊，我相信你的医治，因你的鞭伤我得医治，因为一切所有的都是我的。
And if you hear you are sick today, and you come before Him and ask Him, because the Bible says, by your stripes we are healed, and all you have is ours. We come here and ask for healings.
啊，你有什么事情都可以带到神的面前，现在带到他的面前。
So,
因为他一切所有的都是你的。
If you have any you know things that you want to ask for, come.Bring it to him, you know, because all he has is yours.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.